Survivors described it as a scene from Dante's Inferno. Flames as high as 15 meters rip through the streets and alleys of a seaside resort, pushing throngs of people, dogs, cats, and even rats to the sea. People screamed, cars exploded, and pine cones popped like grenades, injuring anyone and everyone in sight. For those who managed to make the mad dash to safety, rescue soon followed. More than 700 people were reeled out of the sea and taken to a nearby port where they were reunited with their families and treated for injuries. For those who managed to make the mad dash to safety, rescue soon followed. More than 700 people were reeled out of the sea and taken to a nearby port where they were reunited with their families and treated for injuries. But as gale force winds calmed and the walls of the flame slowed down, harrowing scenes of destruction began to unfold. Injured people emerged from their blazing homes like lifeless zombies, hobbling to the beach, collapsing to a slow and cruel death. Witnesses told me their faces were badly charred and their clothes glued to their bodies. And as if that was not enough, more corpses were quickly found by rescuers on a cliff overlooking what's now being called the Bay of Death, once an idyllic cove preferred by tourists and wealthy Athenians. There, 26 men, women, and children gathered in the hope that they could find a narrow path leading to a small craggy staircase down to the water. They instead found a gated front, and barely 30 feet from the edge they too collapsed, their lungs choked from the thick plumes of smoke. Officials I spoke to found their bodies in groups of three or four, suggesting they were families or groups of friends, all huddled together, clinging to one another in their final moments. The youngest victim is said to have been 6 months old. The government has declared 3 days mourning. Rescue crews continue to scour destroyed homes, discovering more victims. But as authorities piece together one of the nation's worst disasters in recent memory, many here are turning mad. They blame the government for what they call a slow and inept stance in managing what they believe was a foreseeable disaster that could have been avoided. The government has already hinted at potential arson, pointing to a record number of 47 fires that were sparked the same day, all within a matter of hours. Officials tell me they are investigating all scenarios. But whatever the cause, the deadly fires have exposed major vulnerabilities, from a lack in civil protection planning to a chaotic and anarchical town planning that has allowed houses to be built without permission and without full compliance of regulations. Just a walk through the ravaged seaside town of Mati shows scores of homes embedded among pine trees and viable evacuation routes missing. Instead, meandering streets and alleys that prove to be a death trap for those trying to flee the freak flames. It's not clear how many people are missing, but as house-to-house searches intensify, authorities here say they are bracing for the death toll to rise. Anthikara Sava, DW, Athens.